Welcome all wonders in one sight, eternity shut in a span, summer in winter, day in night, heaven in earth, and God in man. Great little one, whose all-embracing birth brings earth to heaven, stoops heaven to earth. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to you tonight on this Christmas Eve, here in person or online. It's good to have you with us. And we begin by blessing the crib scene behind me. Dear friends, as we meet to celebrate the birth of Christ, let us pray that God will bless this crib, that all who worship his Son, born of the Virgin Mary, may come to share his life in glory. God our Father, on this night your Son Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary for us and for our salvation. Bless this crib which we have prepared to celebrate that holy birth. May all who see it be strengthened in faith and receive the fullness of life he came to bring, who is alive and reigns forever. Amen.
Christ, the light of the world, has come to dispel the darkness of our hearts. In his light, let us examine ourselves and confess our sins. God, our Father, you sent your Son full of grace and truth. Forgive our failure to receive him. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, our Saviour, you were born in poverty and laid in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Spirit of love, your servant Mary responded joyfully to your call. Forgive the hardness of our hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw you to himself and cleanse you from all your sins, that you may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray in the peace of this Christmas celebration that our joy in the birth of Christ will last forever. Eternal God, who made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of your one true light, bring us who have known the revelation of that light on earth to see the radiance of your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices, together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of the Lord.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Ever since I was a small boy, I've been captivated by the magic of Christmas. I grew up in a vicarage where Advent was taken seriously. So Christmas Eve became a frantic day of preparation. A day when the decorations and the Christmas tree went up, all to be finished by the time carols from King's came on the radio, all very middle class. Sometimes, though, this Christmas Puritanism had consequences. My older siblings well remember my dad heading out for a Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, only to find them sold out everywhere and returning home with what could best be described as a glorious twig. But all this nurtured a sense of expectation that something important was happening, that after the quiet days of Advent came a magical celebration with stockings and parcels and food. And then there was something magical about the story at the heart of it all too, a child born in a stable, shepherds seeing angels, stars being followed by wise men. Strange happenings, it seemed to me, that added to the sense of magic. I'm thankful for that experience when I was younger and wonder whether sometimes we live nowadays with such a heightened sense of expectation we never really seem to enjoy or savour anything much. The decorations are up so early that the day when it arrives cannot possibly live up to the expectation. It's understandable enough, especially in the midst of a pandemic where we are desperate for good news. But even so, maybe we've lost something important. For waiting makes the celebrating all the greater. I, for one, don't want it to be Christmas every day, even though that's what Roy Wood and Wizard would have us sing. For then the magic would become normal instead of mysterious and enchanting. Of course, when we say magic, we can, of course, think of it as being a trick or an illusion or a fantasy. But that's not what I think the magic of Christmas is about. More, it's a time when somehow our hearts are made more open. That may, of course, just be the alcohol, of course. But whatever the reason, I think it's a time when something new can happen in us. Tonight, of course, we recall the strange tale of something new happening in the little town of Bethlehem. For as the years go by, it does seem to me to be a surprising and strange tale. When I was a small boy, I took it for granted. As I get older and read again familiar words, I do find it a strange tale and am struck time and again by that strangeness. And maybe part of my job as a preacher is to hold before you that strange light, as the poet R.S. Thomas calls, that draws us here tonight. Well, why strange? Well, just imagine for a moment if you were to invent a new faith today. And here I think of our desire for a saviour, someone to help us make sense of why we are here on this fragile earth. So perhaps you create a faith with a superhero saviour, one with powers beyond our comprehension. And think of how you tell the story of the beginning of this super saviour. Where would it start? Surely it would start with some display of power and strength that would leave us in no doubt. Maybe accompanied by peals of thunder, bolts of lightning, solar eclipses, so that everyone suddenly knows that the Saviour is here. But that's not the beginning for the Saviour we greet this holy night. Instead, the story of God here amongst us in Jesus begins in a rather unhygienic maternity unit. Born into this life we all inhabit, with all its fragility and precariousness and vulnerability. Surely something of this speaks to us in the midst of a pandemic. How we need to hear of a God who is with us in this strange time of vulnerability and precariousness. Sadly, though, Jesus is often pushed to the edges of our celebration that commemorates his birth. Just try buying Christmas decorations that depict the Nativity. Christmas is all about Santa. I've wondered whether we all like Santa because he asks nothing of us. Santa comes, gives presents, and asks nothing in return. The same cannot be said of the God revealed to us in Jesus, who this night knocks at the door of our hearts and awaits a reply to the question posed by that wonderful carol that we'll sing later on in the bleak midwinter. In it, the poet Christina Rossetti imagines herself in the stable and wonders what, amidst wise men and shepherds, she, poor as she is, could give. She answers her own question by saying that she gives her heart, a word to represent all that she is and all that she will be. But what of us this night? What shape are our hearts in at the end of 2021? Amongst us, there will be hearts filled with thanksgiving to have family with you, but there will also be hearts battered and bruised by grief and sadness. There will be hearts that are searching and longing for meaning and purpose in this life, and hearts that wonder what next in this present trauma we're all living through. Tonight we bring our hearts to this holy place, the place where, to quote T.S. Eliot, prayer has been valid. For here Christians have celebrated the birth of Jesus for centuries. We, with them, for all sorts of reasons, are drawn to meet the Jesus through whom we are caught up in the story of God's loving purpose for the world. Reminded of a God who is not distant or uninterested, a kind of benevolent creator in the clouds, but woven into the fabric of our humanity, knit to our nature, as one of the carols sung last Sunday night has it. So what next? Well, that's up to you. We can put this story back in the box ready for next year, or we can journey on in the company of one another as fellow pilgrims and give our oft broken hearts to the God who comes to us and who loves and who invites. Just pause and think for a moment of how different might the world look if we all lived more Christ-like lives, lived more compassionate, forgiving, and merciful lives. How different might the political landscape look if there was a bit less deceit and a bit more truth inspired by the one who is grace and truth. So, dear friends, on this holy night, in this magical time of year, we enter once again into the strange and surprising tale of the God who comes among us in the cry of a baby, a cry that longs for love and invites a response. If we cradle that love, no matter whether it's the first or the 81st time, first time you've been here, be ready to be surprised by the God whose presence we unwrap every day. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, through the God from true God, begotten and not made.
Let us pray for the church around the world as it celebrates the birth of Christ. Please sit or kneel to pray. Lord, bless all those who are entrusted with Christian ministry, all bishops, priests, and deacons, that your word might be proclaimed with truth and courage across our world. Bestow your wisdom on all who govern, that in honouring the earth and the diversity of our race, our cultures, and our religions, we may celebrate the light of this holy night. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Generous God, grant reconciliation to those besought with conflict and violence, that they may live in peace this holy night.
Bless and guide Elizabeth, our Queen, and all those who serve under her. May she and those in positions of authority make wise and just decisions. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for the world still suffering as a result of the pandemic. We pray for all those who are caring for anyone sick in hospital or at home at this time. We pray for all nurses and doctors and all those who work in the emergency services to bring aid to the most poorly and vulnerable. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Compassionate God, we pray for all those who are cold, hungry, or alone this night. Embrace with your tender care all those who wander alone or have no place to lay their head. May they experience the hope of this holy night. We pray for those who will have sought help this year from food banks across the city. We give thanks for all those who help the homeless and those in need. We give thanks for all the charities across this city who provide food and shelter, support and love to the most vulnerable. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Healing God, we hold before you all those who are anxious, depressed, or alone at this time. Draw near to those who find this season a source of pain or of grief. And to all those who are suffering, especially at this time, from this community. We hold silently before God anyone on our hearts and minds tonight. May they feel your comfort and joy this holy night. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for our families, friends, and neighbours. Strengthen us all in the bonds of love and commitment, that our homes might be places of joy and peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for all our loved ones from whom we are parted from this Christmas. Give us grace to entrust those who have passed before us into your tender, loving care, that we might join them in singing your praises this holy night. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray for ourselves and for the blessings of this Christmas time. Open our hearts to your presence, that we may be transformed by the new birth of this holy night. Father God, grant unto us whatever we need to serve you, by showing your love and compassion to all of creation. May we, in doing so, allow your light to illuminate the darkest places of this community. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. May your word forever dwell among us, touching our lives with enduring grace and truth. May our lives shine brighter with the glory of the Word made flesh, our Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, it's past midnight. Says so on my iPad here. It's Happy Christmas time as well. So you can say that while you, well, you kind of can't say it behind a mask. But when you look at each other, you're saying peace be with you and Happy Christmas at the same time. This holy night, the angels sang, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all in whom he delights. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Word made flesh, life of the world, in your incarnation you embraced our poverty. By your Spirit, may we share in your riches. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All glory and honour be yours, always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God. We give you thanks and praise for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who for love of our fallen race humbled himself, and on this night was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of your Spirit, and lived as one of us. In this mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused his light to shine in our hearts, to give knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In him we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
So, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. Christ is the true bread, which has come down from heaven. Lord, give us this bread always. Blood of Christ shed for us all.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
Let us pray. God our Father, in this night you have made known to us again the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Confirm our faith and fix our eyes on him until the day dawns and Christ the morning star arises in our hearts. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Now we're going to light the last of the candles on the Advent wreath. Normally I'd ask some child from the Tots Corner to come and do that, but in the absence of any children, it's all right, Glenn, I'm not looking at you. Danielle, would you like to come and light the candle? Yeah, cool. Danielle, you've managed to get married this year, and you're still married, which is really good news. It's always a good... hang on, there's one with a bun end on it there. Look. So from any of the four, and then just light the one in the middle. There we go. That's it, like a pro. Fantastic, thank you. So, a couple of prayers, a prayer, as that fifth candle representing, of course, the coming of Jesus to us today. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, King of Peace. To you be praise and glory forever. The new light of your incarnate word gives gladness in our sorrow and a presence in our isolation. Fill our lives with your light until they overflow with gladness and praise. Blessed be God forever. May the Father, who has loved the eternal Son from before the foundation of the world, shed that love upon you, his children. Amen. Amen. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with joy and peace. Amen. May the Holy Spirit, by whose overshadowing Mary became the God-bearer, give you grace to carry the good news of Christ. Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace. Proclaim the word made flesh.
Glory, thanks, and praise to God.